Senior Director of the Food Services and Child Nutrition. It is going to be a hot day. There's no question. No question about it.
We have Lonnie Burt live in the studio with us. Yeah, we were just talking about the weather and how it affects some of the programs that offer free meals to kids in the state. Weather does impact this, does it not?
Absolutely. A lot of the feeding sites are outdoors. And
yeah.
So when the rain comes or the bad weather comes, the question is, will any children show up? Should we send food? Should we close the site? Should we keep the site open? We've been on the phone since about 5:30 this morning.
Yeah, because there are...
Really?
Yes. Making those yesterday, having conversations about what should we do for production? Should
right.
we slow down our production? We normally are making about 400, 375, 400 cold lunches. So we dropped it to 275 for the day. We made that decision yesterday. And now we need to figure out, okay, is everyone showing up? And we just talked about if kids show up to the parks, we will send food and then we will run around to different parks. If there's more children in one spot than another, we will run it around.
So
then wasting the food.
That means, Lonnie, that you'll end up having to make all of those extra meals.
Yes.
Right. Ahead of time.
Ahead of time.
So what if you don't, what happens if the kids aren't around? And
so a couple of things happen. We have 47 locations in Hartford. That Hartford
47.
We have 47 that Hartford Public Schools is sponsoring. Throughout the state, there's over 600. And so, and the summer meal program is for anybody 18 and under, and you can go anywhere. You don't need to be a Hartford resident to come to a Hartford site. And so back to your question, what we've done is we have some sites that have hot meals, our school sites. And so if we've produced that food, and we don't serve it at the parks, and we know that this morning, we will bring some of those cold meals to the school site so they can use that as an additional option for the children today at lunch.
You know, there are people that wonder, I've heard it, and I'm sure you've heard it too, that, I mean, this costs a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And are this many kids going without food that you are helping? I mean, what is the real purpose of this? I hear it from people.
Yeah. I'm sure you do. Okay, and so let's talk about that. It is a free meal program. It is a USDA-funded, federally funded program. And so I guess you have to decide where is your tax dollars best spent. For me, as a registered dietitian, these meals are nutritionally well-balanced. They meet the dietary guidelines for Americans. And my experience as a dietitian has realized that it's not always about income. Sometimes it's just about time or lack of skill set to cook and you don't know. So these meals come very well balanced. They're whole grain. There's fruits, there's vegetables, there's low fat milk. And so I had I was at a park site and there was a family there and they were like, you know, income's not our issue, but we just moved. I can't even find a pot or a pan. I'm like, please have this lunch.
Yeah.
I can get your children all the nutrition they need. The funding that comes into us then can be put back into this meal program to provide more fresh fruits and vegetables for our children throughout the year.
You know, Brad, Lonnie brings up a really good point, and I have to agree with her, and that is, you know, if it's federally funded, it's still our tax dollars.
I'd say I'm against
it. No, I know you're not, Brad.
I mean, my
you,
God.
You have a big heart. Everybody knows that.
But the point people ask me.
You like, you're right, and this is a good way to answer them, and that is, right, it is our tax dollars, whether you want to call it federally funded, where does that money come from? It comes from us. But wouldn't you rather have your money go to this than some crap? You know, I'm not going to even go over the list of that your money could go to that you would not be supporting normally.
No question about it.
I don't know anybody. I don't care where you are on the political spectrum. I don't know anybody who would not want to feed children, particularly those who are
absolutely.
Underprivileged.
But yeah. I just say you got to bring it up sometimes.
Oh, it answers the question, kind of puts
all
it to
I
bed.
Wanted to do.
Yeah, and
no.
I'm glad you did because I clearly have an opinion of that. But also, remember what National School Lunch Program and all of these meal programs were originally designed for, which was for the safety of our nation.
Yeah.
It was instituted in the 1940s when our recruits were not passing their physical exams to go into World War II. That's how National School Lunch got enacted.
Wow.
And unfortunately, due to nutritional deficiencies. And most of that was vitamin deficiencies back then. But the truth is, today, it's still about deficiencies, except for it's about obesity. and diabetes.
Ooh.
That's why people are not passing these. So it's
diabetes,
still the same.
You say.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Still the same issues.
And
it's
obesity.
Just different causes. And so for me personally, when I look at children who are coming to a magnet school and they're getting on a bus at 6:30 in the morning, by the time they get to school, they haven't had breakfast because they didn't have time to get ready for school and get on a bus at 6:20 in the morning. That's what these meal programs are for now. But back to your point in terms of the summer, during the school year, we're serving about 18,000 lunches a day. In the summer, we're only about 3,000, 3,500. I'm hoping to get that up a little more. There's a gap.
You brought up child obesity, you know, and that's a more of a problem in this day and age than it was when I was a kid growing up. Well, yeah, and part of that you attribute to the kids not getting out and playing ball and playing going out in the backyard and playing with their buddies. Instead, they're in the house playing Fortnite, even on a beautiful summer day, and munching. You know, munching on snacks and foods that are not healthy. So then there begs the question, how do we combat that?
By having a wonderful meal program that has fresh fruits, vegetables, low-fat milk, whole grains, meeting the dietary guidelines, sodium restrictions, calorie restrictions. It's about that. And study after study has shown that when you eat a USDA meal, whether that be summer or during the school year, the meal pattern itself meets the dietary guidelines. And that's what we're doing. We're trying to teach children how to eat properly. Make sure you're incorporating those fruits and vegetables. That's where you're...
Are the parents involved in this?
We've done a lot of work in our district with working with parents. We've done some family nights and having some cooking nights with families coming in and cooking with them and actually making vegetable pizzas and salads. And parents saying, my children don't eat vegetables. They do with us. And so that's been fabulous. But back to the summer meal program. It is for anybody 18 and under. It is not an income. You do not need to show an ID. And so you can dial 211. Mm-hmm. You can find out where the feeding location anywhere throughout the state. So if your family is traveling down to the shoreline, for example, you could call 211 and see where there's some open site feeding areas in that area and stop in. Again, for us, it's about serving meals. It's about serving well-balanced nutrition quality meals, and I think that helps our students.
How can you get more people who are eligible for these programs to actually participate in these programs? Because there is, I don't care where you live geographically, there is a stigma that's sometimes attached to this where there's pride involved and there's embarrassment. Who's going to see me that I know to come and get this lunch program and so on and so forth? I mean, the numbers have got to be different. Those that are eligible and those that actually participate in the program.
There's absolutely a big gap in that. And so it's about getting the word out. It's about me being here on this radio station saying, this is about nutrition. This is, for me, is not about income. This is about if you don't have time to cook. For example, that family that I saw in the park, they just moved. They couldn't find a pot or a pan. Please, let me help you.
Yeah,
if it's temporary. Sometimes people just need a little hand up. If it's temporary, sometimes it's about time. But it's really about when you look at the gap, the slide that happens in the summer of students who have been, you know, eating meals during the school day, and now the summer comes, and they're not getting that balanced nutrition. They are not going to be as ready for school as if they had been eating all throughout the summer.
So their parents then evidently are not giving them what they should be getting.
Exactly. And you know what? When you look at
it,
that is obvious. But when you look at how people eat, they just don't always eat a well-balanced meal. And again, that's not about income.
No, but there are people who are on a fixed income or low income. And let's face it, it's cheaper to eat unhealthy than it is to eat healthy.
No question.
And so that's why these meal programs are extremely important.
That's right.
Why we need them, why they need to come and eat with us. Again, we have 47 locations. We have school sites. We do all of the libraries. So if there's a library program, we're dropping off meals there. We're doing the parks, the playgrounds. We're doing the pool sites in Hartford. So there's a lot of opportunity, and I really want parents to take advantage of it and come and eat a meal with us.
And you know, it is a terrific thing. However, the people that say, what about the question that I asked?
Mm-hmm.
You hear that. You got to ask those questions and get the answer that you gave.
I've been doing this a long time. I've heard that my whole career. But again, for me personally, and I'm tend to lean towards the conservative side of life, but I will say to you, this is a great way to spend our to spend money to have children.
Without a doubt. Do people have to show ID?
No.
How do you prove you're a Hartford resident?
You don't need to be a Hartford resident.
Oh.
You can be anywhere. So anyone in the state of Connecticut, 18 and under, is eligible for this meal program. It is not about income. And while income has certainly been how you qualify the sites, and so our sites in Hartford are qualified because we are a low-income area. We do need to help these families.
Sure.
I want to help them stretch their food dollars. And those are people who might not even qualify for free or reduced price meals, sometimes live paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah.
And this helps them. 18 and under, anywhere, dial 211. You do not need to be a Hartford resident. You can come to any one of our sites. You can go anywhere throughout the state of Connecticut. There's about 600 sites throughout the state of Connecticut.
600?
There's about 600 locations. Dial 211 or go to ctmeals.org and you will find a location.
Great. We're running out of time. Really quick, the last question here. Give me an example or two of some of the foods that are included in this package.
And so there will be, in the cold meal programs, there's going to be a cold sandwich on a whole grain roll. There's going to be a fresh fruit, some fresh vegetables, typically vegetable sticks with dip, some type of grain, and a low-fat choice of milk, unflavored or chocolate. At the school sites and at some of our sites where we're shipping off hot meals, it'll be simple foods, you know, the pizza, hot dogs, hamburgers, chicken, because it's hot. It's going to be 100 degrees in his kitchen every day. And I'm a huge milk believer. You need to drink milk. Calcium's extremely important.
I'll be glad to.
Please drink milk.
She just hit a home run.
Hey, I'm glad to know there's a milk drinker.
Oh, am I? Big
time. Wow.
It's very important. Calcium.
On the farm.
And you should be. Calcium's very important. It's one of the
There's so many locations, though, and it's the last question, and we got to get going. There's so many locations. I know you can't list them all. What's the website where they can go to and find out the location closest to them?
In Hartford, just go to our website, hartfordschools.org. You'll see a listing there. You can call 211 or go to ctmeals.org and find a location anywhere. There's a map finder.
Thank you so much. Lonnie Burt, Senior Director of Food Services.